All right, Unc and Neff are here. You know, it's Memorial Day weekend. So you guys, you, Unc, and Neff have some grilling tips for us, some barbecue
tips. Time
for
the grill. It's time for
some rules and all of that. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get started. What you got?
Unc, do you clean your grill?
Not that much. I really just brush off the residue.
From the last time,
and let
right?
it fall into the flame. Yeah,
exactly.
But I don't clean the grill completely.
What do you mean you don't clean the grill?
You don't. Once that heat hit it,
See, I put that grill over that fire. Fire kill all germs.
Oh.
And you just scrub it off. You got the little scrub.
But it leaves. I take my steel brush and clean it. But I want that seasoning in
there. There you do. Now walk me through this. Walk me through marinating a slab of ribs.
Now, marinating a slab of ribs for me is very simple because you can do it overnight, but it's not necessary.
Okay.
I do like a 35, 45-hour long process. But first thing I do, I go down to Walmart, and they got this thing that can peel the skin off the back of the ribs.
Oh, the
that's
fat
the
part.
That's the first thing. That little thin layer of skin that's real chewy,
uh-huh.
I takes that off.
Mm.
See, I peel that off.
Keep going, I'm listening.
Because this is how you really get your meat to taste right. You take that skin off that's on the bone side of the rib.
Mm-hmm. Why are you that so little, serious?
I know.
It's a serious thing.
Because it's time to get this. Yeah,
I feel like I'm in class.
Yeah. Oh, no. Go
yeah,
ahead.
And you should be. Your ass really do
be. She ain't taking no notes. Come on.
It's all in my head.
Your non-cooking ass.
Oh, Steve.
I only use a dry rub. That's all I use.
Okay.
And I have a special dry rub that I use.
All right. So you put that on. How long? You just let that sit?
First I got my fire outside going.
Right.
But I prefer the big green egg.
That's what I got. Yes, sir.
That's the best way. Then once I get that coals down there, I pull them to 3/4 side of the grill because I got the big one.
Mm-hmm.
And I leave a 1/4 of the grill with no coal under it. I pull all the coal forward, so I'm only on 3/4 of the grill.
Got that back
side. Just in case my meat get to going a little hot, I got a little cool spot I can push the meat to.
Gotcha.
Keep it from direct heat cooking. Then when I shut the lid down, I monitor the dampers and the drafts on it to keep it around 275, 250.
That's good cooking temp right there.
Okay.
250, 275.
That's what you
okay.
want.
Okay.
Got that green egg in there. Now, I rub my meat with this dry rub. I take it out there and I set it on the grill, rib side down.
Mm-hmm.
Rib side down at 275, and I shut it.
All right, what? Steve, we should take a pause here because we only have a few seconds.
We'll come right back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We're back with these barbecue grilling tips from Unc and Neff. All kinds of barbecue tips you guys are giving us.
Rib side down at 275, and I shut it.
Okay.
55 minutes later.
Come on. Take them off.
I open the lid, and you can start eating baby backs.
That fast?
Yes, sir.
That's all it takes.
Do you ever wrap yours in foil?
No, I do not.
Okay. You've seen that process, though, right?
I've seen it. There's nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm. You put them on for... But you can put them on for about 45... What about 30 minutes and then take them off, wrap them, put them back on, and let them cook the rest of the way in the fall.
See, I don't wrap my meat.
Well, is there a problem with wrapping your meat?
I mean, he sounds so
mad
about it.
I'm just saying it ain't the same.
What'd you say, Sharon?
That's
a legitimate question.
Say it again,
yeah,
Sharon.
But it's not the same.
The way she said it, though. Come on.
I felt like I was going the wrong way with this. I bailed out of this. This was turning into something else.
And Tommy was just taking you there, too.
Yeah, but 55 to 57 minutes on one side. I never flip the meat.
Right.
Really?
I never flip it. Because what happens is when you cook it just bone side down, and you know, ain't no meat on the bone side of the rib, see? But what it does is it seals it real nice. And it keeps the meat real juicy because you put a sear on the bone side. And then the smoke and my wood chips cook the meat on the top.
So why do people flip their meat? I mean, I see that all the time.
I mean, my brother flip his meat. My daddy flip his meat. I just don't. Because it's not necessary. And you get a real tender piece of baby back. I do this now. I'm trying to.
Now,
ask anybody that done had my ribs now.
Here's what a lot of people don't know.
Perfect.
This, now, you did turn me on to something that was good. That lump cold. I never knew nothing about that tea.
That's the only thing I mess with.
That's
Now, what's that?
That's like wood that's already been burnt before.
And lump cold?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh. And they have forest fires?
Yeah.
All them charred trees?
Uh-huh.
That's what it is.
That's perfect for barbecue.
Lump cold?
Yeah. Central that Market got the best of it.
I bet you a lot of fellas are listening.
Central Market?
Mm-hmm. Grocery store?
It's made by Central Market. Well, they bag it up is what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's all the same, but Green Egg has a good version that's usually the most burned.
Okay.
Green Egg?
You know, because you can see some of the wood in some of it.
You ain't never seen the Green Egg, Shirley?
The smoker, Shirley.
It's a barbecue pit.
Not actually green eggs and ham. Girl, I'm
God,
though. This is too much.
Yeah, you need to sit down and wait till dinner ready.
Not only can she not cook,
she don't even know
the
brands of appliances and smokers.
Why we eating green eggs at the barbecue?
She is browning up.
Oh, my gosh.
Upset, though.
That's one of your sides. With your ribs, green eggs.
You making ribs and green eggs?
Okay. All right. Go on, Steve. Sorry. All right, so we learned a lot grilling with Steve. Man,
I know I did.
Yeah.
Steve and Tommy. Tommy's a good griller, too.
Yes, he can cook.
I give credit with credit.
He do.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. We'll be grilling this weekend. I won't be eating.
He's a bad boy out there on that grill.
I won't be eating red meat, but I'm gonna have salmon all on the grill.
Oh, yeah. Did you know that, Steve? He doesn't eat red meat anymore.
Not anymore. I'm just taking a break.
Oh, okay. Now, do you make your own sauce, your own barbecue sauce, or do you buy it or what?
I got two barbecue recipes.
Give me one.
There's a barbecue sauce called Old George Teague.
I don't know about that.
I like sweet.
Just find Old George Teague barbecue sauce. Mm-hmm. Got an old black dude. They got honey, bourbon, maple. I use two bottles of that.
Have you tried Sweet Baby Ray?
Sweet Baby Ray's.
Oh, I had plenty of that, but it's all right. If you want the best jar barbecue sauce that you ain't got to do nothing to, Williams Brothers. Williams Brothers barbecue sauce is the one where you ain't got to do nothing to it.
Okay.
Let me see what he.
And it's better than Sweet Baby Ray's. I'm telling you, Tommy.
Okay. All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we are. We're back with these barbecue grilling tips from Unc and Neff. All kinds of barbecue tips you guys are giving us. Just dropping all kinds of barbecue
knowledge. But you're not
taking
no notes and soaking in no knowledge, though.
Why?
Because you need... Okay.
Now, let me tell you what you ought to get.
What?
Old Mule.
Old Mule.
Old Mule barbecue sauce. Y'all don't know nothing about the country.
That's some slavery sauce there. Yeah.
Slaves hold
my mule.
Hold my mule sauce.
Shirley Caesar made this sauce.
Slaves. He's mad. He's mad.
I don't know how to know about no damn barbecue.
What?
Mule.
Yeah. You
it's
can't...
got a brown label on it and a picture of a mule head.
Is Harriet Tubman next to the mule?
Listen to me. I'm trying to help y'all weekend out. Y'all don't know this type of stuff. Dog, I've been experimenting with this stuff. I done bought every barbecue sauce there is from Kraft on up.
Okay.
I'm telling you who got the best damn barbecue sauce.
Williamson Brothers.
Old Mule and doctored a little bit.
Okay.
And that Old Mule, it's got a little kick to it. That's why they call it Mule.
Okay.
Oh.
Now, you want to cut the kick with a little brown sugar.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Cut that kick with just a little bit of brown sugar to taste. And then put a little mustard in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that works.
A little mustard and a little brown sugar to taste. But have it simmering in a pot on low. So when you stir it, it blends the flavors in better.
Okay.
We'll be back with more right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, barbecue rules and regulations, part 3, barbecue sauce we're talking about
now.
We're
in the middle of the sauce right now.
The whole time you adding and tasting, add a little bit at a time. It go to your taste.
Oh.
Boom. When you get in there, but now let me tell you something. That old George T, that's what you want to start with.
Yeah. Can I ask you something? Can I ask you something? Is anything new? Because you got old Mew, old T. These old ass sauces. But if you say they work, I'm going to try a couple of them this weekend. But I need something. We got new Mew.
Modern Mew.
1950s. Mews.
Y'all
want good food or y'all, what y'all want? Y'all
want I want good food.
Y'all want fancy ass name products.
I want something before sit-ins, you know? Something after sit-ins.
All right, you know your uncle's good.
And it's Rufus Teague barbecue sauce.
Rufus! It's Rufus Teague.
You know this hole is dirt. You got it.
Now, my uncle.
Hold on, let me Google
I'm
Rufus.
I'm telling you, man, because I'm a barbecue dude. If you get the Rufus Teague barbecue sauce,
mm-hmm.
that's some of the best Stobalt that you can buy. And if you learn how to mix them,
uh-huh.
I got a recipe, boy, with this Rufus Teague. Uh-huh. And I use two different Rufus Teagues.
Mm-hmm.
I sent it to my daughter. My daughter asked me for it. Let me see if I can put it.
And look at the thing on the bottle. It said Rufus Teague made some sauce. That's what it said.
That's the slogan?
That's it?
Look at that. Rufus Teague made some sauce.
Okay.
You damn right.
Yeah. Now that's house of feel.
Tommy.
What?
See, y'all need
that's
you know,
feel.
You know what, Tommy? Just since you own it though, my uncle did I'm make a burlap sack sauce. Man. No, is that really a show called Barbecue Galore?
No.
Barbecue Galore.
No. No,
yeah, man,
no,
that
it's not.
Change.
It's barbecue galore.
What?
Galore.
What?
What you say, Shannon?
You little bush.
It's galore. It's not galore.
That's why your ass can't cook.
Now, do you have a brand like a smoky brand? Like,
hey, we got to come back.
Freedom sauce.
Freedom. Hey, come back.
I just want you to free us before we leave.
You don't get it. All right, we'll be back with our last break of the day and Steve's closing remarks about barbecue at 49 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, here we are. We're at our last break of the day before we head on into the holiday weekend.
Now listen, I'm going to do some inspirational stuff, but get your pens and papers out. Okay. I'm about to give you a recipe that you can make the bomb diggity barbecue sauce, and everybody will be talking about it.
Write this down for me, Tom.
Girl.
And then what you going to do with it?
Bomb diggity.
You need Come on.
And that's what I'm
ready?
Calling. I'm
yes,
calling it the
listening.
Bomb diggity. Come on.
First
go.
Of all, this is what you need. A half a cup of apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
You need 6 teaspoons of garlic powder. Level, not too much, just 6 level, easy teaspoons of garlic powder.
Got it.
You need 7 teaspoons of brown cane raw sugar.
All right.
Not that brown sugar that's matted together in the bag.
Right.
You want cane sugar, crystallized.
Mm.
So you want 7 teaspoons of brown cane raw sugar. You need 1 bottle of Rufus Teague Sweet Heat. You need 1 bottle of Rufus Teague Honey Sweet. Barbecue sauce, honey sweet.
Okay.
Fresh Market sells this. Barbecue Galore sells this. Just get the going round.
I got it.
Kroger, I've seen some Albertsons with it. Now, you blend all this together.
Mm-hmm.
Then I want you to take that empty bottle of Rufus tea.
Yeah.
Fill it up with water 1.5 times.
Okay.
So fill up a bottle of Rufus tea, empty barbecue sauce, pour it in there, stir it. Put a half a bottle in there and stir it.
1.5.
Simmer on low heat. And watch what the hell happens.
That's it?
All right, hold on. Let me recap. Half a cup of apple cider vinegar.
Yes,
six teaspoons of garlic powder.
Yes, sir.
7 teaspoons of brown cane raw sugar.
Yeah.
That's important.
You can use a little bit more sugar.
Okay.
Just go to taste.
Got you. All right. 1 bottle of Rufus Teague Sweet Heat.
Yes, sir.
1 bottle of Rufus Teague Honey Sweet.
Yes, sir.
Why is he so serious?
All right. Put all that. Simmer all that, but before that, take a bottle and a half of water and pour that in there and simmer all
measured
that.
In them Rufus Teague bottles.
Yeah. So, basically, let me try this one more time. We got a half a cup of apple cider vinegar. Oh,
yes,
Lord.
Sir.
And then we got 6 teaspoons of garlic powder.
6 to be exact.
Oh, Lord, moving along. 7 teaspoons of brown cane raw sugar.
Yes, sir.
7 is completion.
You got to keep it raw. And then we got a bottle of the one and only Rufus Teague.
Come on,
good God Almighty, follow me now because I'm going somewhere. And then we got a bottle of Rufus Teague, a honey sweet.
Come on.
Take all of that, put it in a pot, and get it warm. And then you take that same bottle, that empty bottle of Rufus Teague.
Yes, sir.
Fill it up with water.
Yes, sir.
Pour it in the pot. Get you another half a bottle of water. Put it in that Rufus Teague.
You now.
Pour it in that pot.
All up in there.
Stir that pot around.
Yeah.
Let it simmer.
Yes, sir.
Let it simmer.
Well.
Put it on low. Put the lid on it. And good God Almighty, you have what we call the bomb diggity barbecue sauce.
Yes, sir.
There it is.
Amen. Amen.
Let all the barbecue pits open.
If you are not creative and do not want to follow that, you just want to open up a jar and try to find yourself some Williamson Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Williamson Brothers barbecue sauce if you don't want to do nothing.
Okay.
After that, find yourself some bone-sucking sauce.
Oh, man.
That one scared me.
Some of this going in the bedroom. I know that. Bone sucking sauce. Man.
Junior!
What? Barbecue sauce can go in there.
Yeah, if you real lazy, what is that you call? Is it Baby Ray's?
Oh, Sweet Baby Ray's?
Yeah. If you're just lazy and you don't want to make no sauce.
Sweet Baby Ray good,
if you
though.
If you follow that recipe right there, though, you're going to love it.
I'm finna do this, though. Watch me.
You're going to love it.
And I'm going to video it and put it up Monday. Can I do that? Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Yeah. Over the holiday
weekend.
Put it
on my site.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Hey, Unc, let me ask you, when we down at the camp, is that the same sauce you be having at the camp?
No, I makes a different one for the camp.
Okay.
All into it.
But you like it, though, don't
you? I love it.
See, when I'm just doing all meat and no vegetables, I change my sauce.
Oh.
Because there ain't no sides at the camp.
No.
Well, wait a minute now. Then Tommy can't come because he's off meat right now.
If Tommy came to the camp, he'd be in there.
He come, Tommy just ain't going to eat in the back of my cottage.
Yeah. he's off meat right now, you know.
Well, he can be off meat. Right? Yeah, okay. Well, not that week.
Something tell me I'm going to be back on it Sunday. Sunday, something tell me I'm going to be right back on it.
All this barbecuing you're doing.
If Tommy came to the camp, he'd be out there with the kids.
I done been to the camp.
Yeah.
The barbecue good at the camp.
Man, Steve makes it all.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sun up to sundown here on that grill, man. We waiting.
That's all I do.
We waiting.
All right, Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, normally I do close with Mars, but we were talking about a subject that's dear to my heart, that's Barbie. Now, if you wasn't feeling that one, I do understand. But God bless you. Have a great weekend. And whatever you do, do them ribs like they wants to get done.
Yeah. Drop it, Steve. For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.